This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham.
Am I curious?
Am I curious?
Am I curious?
A listener recently asked us to answer this question. What does the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, do in Michigan? Well, we're turning to Nick Schreck. He's the director of the Transnational Environmental Law Clinic at the Wayne State University Law School. Welcome to the program. So let's talk generally. What does the EPA do for Michigan?
Well, a lot. The EPA has the oversight responsibility for our major federal environmental laws. So when you hear about the Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act, those are laws that EPA has the oversight responsibility from our federal government. And here in Michigan, we have what's called delegated authority in the state, where our Michigan Department of Environmental Quality does things like reviewing permit applications for a major source of air pollution or reviewing permit applications for water pollution. And EPA monitors all of our Michigan DEQ's permitting activity in the state. And in fact, DEQ can object if our DEQ fails to follow the letter of the federal law or if they're not, you know, implementing it as fully as EPA would like to see happen. So every time a business in the state is getting a permit that allows them to emit air pollution or water pollution, in some respects, our EPA is involved. So at a very big level, I mean, everyday activity going on in the state is somehow regulated by EPA. They're also involved in a number of very important research and grant programs that provide for cleanup of contaminated sites in Michigan or research on the Great Lakes, things that are, you know, very important to our everyday life. They come through, pass-through money from EPA into the state of Michigan for all of that great work to take place.
So let's talk about one that people might be familiar with, and that's the oil spill, the Enbridge pipeline that broke near Marshall, Michigan, and spilled into the Kalamazoo River. What was the EPA role?
Yes, so EPA, part of their function is to be with the first responders when major incidents like an oil spill take place. EPA sends in experts, they have a rapid response team, and EPA helps to train first responders and DEQ, Department of Environmental Quality staff in the state of Michigan so that they can be there when a spill happens and try and contain it as quickly as possible. And then EPA, in regards to the Kalamazoo River oil spill, EPA took the lead role in ensuring that the cleanup standards were met. And so, in fact, EPA was really driving the bus as far as making sure that Enbridge was doing what they said they would do to clean up that oil spill, tracking the benchmarks to make sure that they were meeting the cleanup standards when they said that they would. And so, you know, EPA really had a major oversight role to make sure that that river was cleaned up as quickly and as efficiently as possible.
I want to talk about Superfund sites because there are 65 Superfund sites in Michigan. What are they and what is the EPA's role?
So the Superfund program was developed out of an act of Congress that intended to clean up the worst, most contaminated, hazardous sites that we have all across our country. And a lot of these sites are what we would call legacy sites, meaning that they're left over from companies that may not exist anymore or old manufacturing type facilities that have been bought up by other companies. The sites are so toxic that they're not going to be cleaned up on their own without some investment from our federal government. And that means grants, that means technical oversight and expertise. And the Superfund program initially was funded by a tax on oil and petrochemical companies and gas companies to create this pot of money to help clean up these really contaminated sites. Because remember, prior to the 1970s, we didn't have the same type of environmental laws we have today that tracked and prohibited people from dumping really nasty chemicals either on the land or in the water. And so the Superfund program, there's a list, it's called the National Priorities List, and these are a list of sites that we have determined as a people here in the United States that it is most important to clean these up as quickly and efficiently as possible and to provide some resources. So that tax that I mentioned to create the Superfund, that tax was not reauthorized, meaning that it was eliminated back in the 1990s. And so now we depend on Congress to appropriate money to the EPA to run the Superfund program. And you can probably guess where this is going. Over the last several years, there has been less and less money appropriated by Congress into the Superfund program to allow these cleanups to take place. That means those 65 sites in Michigan are not getting an appropriate amount of resources to help clean them up and put that property or water in some cases. Some of these Superfund sites are ports and adjacent to the Great Lakes. to get those sites back up to a treatment standard where the property can be put to productive use, meaning that you or I or anyone can use it for recreation or that it could be used for redevelopment.
So there's a couple of things we've been talking about. Of course, the role of the EPA in the environment goes a lot further. There are protections for the Great Lakes. They're responsible for that. They're responsible for state revolving loans that allow municipalities to improve sewer treatment plants or water treatment plants. The EPA had a role in the Flint crisis, first a failure to do anything, and a whistleblower within the EPA who, if he had not been there, Miguel Del Toro, we still might not know about Flint's lead problems. So there are some real big benefits to the EPA. Let's talk about what's happening right now. The money that the EPA uses, the grants and so forth, the Trump administration has frozen the EPA's ability to send money to state agencies or anything else. Why did that happen and what's the impact?
Well, the why question is a tough one to figure out. I think there was a sense from the new Trump administration that they did not have a handle on where all of this money was being sent from EPA, what types of programs it was funding, and they wanted to get a better handle on where all of that money was going. And so they initiated this freeze, and I think that there were a lot of unintended consequences there, you know, giving the administration the benefit of the doubt, that they perhaps didn't understand how important money from EPA is to contractors that are handling the cleanup of these Superfund sites, like we just talked about, these really contaminated sites, or funds made available for initial response to an environmental disaster, like an oil spill. Without those grant monies available, all of that grinds to a halt. And so it was really shocking to anyone who works in this field when that happened, because it really was an unintended and irresponsible approach, because there are all of these really important key programs and, again, contractors, people working on cleanup that were not going to get paid if that freeze remains in place. So, again, I think it was an attempt to try and figure out exactly where, you know, large sums of federal money are being spent, no doubt about it. But I think the unanticipated consequence was that a lot of key important programs that are really essential to public health and the environment were put on hold, and that can have some really dire consequences.
President Donald Trump's nominee for administrator of the EPA is Scott Pruitt. He's the Oklahoma Attorney General and a self-professed enemy of the EPA. He's sued the agency about 14 times, and he really wants to reduce the influence and power of the EPA. First of all, do you think his nomination will be approved, and what do you think that's going to mean to the EPA?
Whether or not Mr. Pruitt is approved as administrator of the EPA, there's already been a message sent by the Trump administration, and that is that EPA is on notice that a lot of their prior regulations, rules that have been passed, are now being overturned by Congress, or Congress is attempting to overturn them. And the fact that Pruitt was actually nominated for this position says a lot, because, in fact, as Attorney General in Oklahoma, he has had multiple lawsuits against the EPA and often questioned EPA's authority to implement the various environmental protection programs that we have across this country. So regardless of whether or not he's confirmed, the message has already been sent that, you know, EPA should be on notice that times are changing under the Trump administration for sure.
So there's a little bit about what the EPA does in Michigan and what the future of the agency might be in the United States. We've been talking to Nick Schreck. He's the director of the Transnational Environmental Law Clinic at the Wayne State University Law School. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.